Happy April Fool's Eve. I know there's a lot of parties tonight. Thundering warily about the globe. So thanks for making a little unwrinkling the soundtrack to your Eve, your Fool Eve, I should say.
But I have learned from the English the art of the understatement. When I arrived at the White Cliffs of Dover about a year ago, my English was non-existent, apart from a few phrases I had tried to memorize from a phrase book which belonged to my grandfather. He used it when he came to London with my grandmother on his honeymoon in 1911. I knew, for example, what to say inside the British Museum.
I don't know what to say inside the British Museum.
I also knew what to say when dancing with a girl. You look charming tonight. How well the pale blue satin becomes you. And casually, what a lot of diamonds the Dowager has got on tonight. Grandfather's phrase book proved useful only once, but on that occasion it was really fantastic. There I stood at my arrival at the customs with my luggage. Anything to declare? Asked the man, whom I thought must be the Home Secretary. In vain I searched my mind for a suitable answer, worthy of such a gentleman. And suddenly, out I came with it from the last page of the phrase book headed Useful Proverbs. You are barking up the wrong tree, I proclaimed. He was stunned. He looked around because he did not believe such an answer could come from me. And then he made a mysterious mark with the chalk on my suitcase, and I took the train to London. I was happy. I had made myself understood. Thank you.
I'm with you while you're with a woman named Leaf. I kind of had a funny dinner tonight. I had two leftover quesadillas, as my landlord famously proclaimed in a fictional filmic environment. Leftovers from a Monday night dinner party that I did not attend. I microwaved one, and I baked the other one. I also had 10 pitted olives from the end of a container bought, if this were April, I'd say last month. And 4 slices of bacon. And yes, I have been fantasizing about frying some tofu in bacon grease. I don't think it'd be successful, but if any callers are suffering separation anxiety from their experience frying tofu in bacon, I'd like to suggest a phone number, maybe 2. There's been some recent political debate about working till you die.
Don't forbid me to hold you tight. Darling, don't forbid me to hold you tight. Let me hold you in my loving arms, 'cause it's cold and I can keep you warm. Don't forbid me to kiss your lips. Darling, don't forbid me to kiss your lips. Let me kiss you. It's cold and your lips might freeze. Well, there's a strong west wind a blowing, and there's a big blue moon above, and pretty baby, I'll be knowing you need some heartwarming love. So don't forbid me.
Hard woman love? What the hell does April Leaves playing a trick on me. What the hell does Pat Boone mean by hard woman love? that his darling needs.
You talk sweet talk, but darling, don't forbid me to talk sweet talk. Let me fill your little heart with fire, 'cause it's cold, so don't forbid my desire. So don't forbid my desire.
Don't forbid my desire.
Ever anybody ever told you that before? Don't forbid my desire. I know what you're thinking. It's a little quiet. Not really for any reason. I've never thought about Pat Thomas as a conductor. But he does it. Or he did it on May 4th, 2003. He conducted the London Improvisers Orchestra. I'm not afraid of him as a conductor. Some of the musicians may have been. So we're going to hear this thing. It was the opening performance of a 2003 concert. And features the following wind players: John Butcher on tenor sax, riding over the three drummers, Tony Marsh, Louis Maholo Maholo, and Mark Sanders, and Dave Tucker's guitar, electric guitar. Lowell Coxhill being the second of the following wind players list we're reading, playing soprano sax. Alan Tomlinson on trombone, and it ends with a duet by the unheralded as of yet and unrelated Harrison Smith on bass clarinet and Ian Smith on trumpet, joined by Harry Beckett and Roland Remenin. That's not what we're listening to. It's what we will be listening to. It'll be on Kill Radio, coming from Conway Hall in London. Hence, Pat Boone. Yeah, that was what I was afraid of, too. May the sands of the witch hunt forever avoid showering through your hair. Or the hair of those who make music for you to listen to. In fact, I would actually like to encourage the sands of the witch hunt to give up.
That is how you English people do. You don't greet people. I mean, I'm not supposed to greet you and so on. She said, yes, but, well, it isn't right. So, you see, that made me to think, you know.
Flying from New Zealand or going by boat anywhere else, it's such a long way and it's so expensive. From here to say Europe is very cheap to travel, but when I decided to come over here, I sort of had to make the plans to save all the money and then sort of get over here.
Thank you.
mean, sometimes we do end up making more wrinkles. What the fuck can I do? What can I say? Not what can I do. I know what to do. But sometimes when you try to unwrinkle, you get more.
And I knew that I couldn't just pop backwards and forwards for holiday like you could hear in Europe, like so many people too. But, I didn't feel isolated there at all.
Thanks. Same time, next life. Yeah, I've heard that before.
Como crees?
I'd heard so much about all the different places I just wanted to see for myself. It's quite a sort of big decision to make to come all this way across the world, but you know, I really wanted to do it. My friends were all here and they're telling me how different it was. And I think once you're young, you sort of have to travel so you know what you're missing out on, if you think you're missing out on anything at all. But as a place to live, I'd always want to go home and settle down in New Zealand. I wouldn't want to even, you know, settle in any other country I've visited since I've left, because I just like New Zealand too much.
Fourth time's a